at last week's USDA Agriculture Outlook Forum session on cell-cultured meat, an audience member asked the question of how far will labeling go? Will labels say not only cell-cultured, but also if the original animal the cells came from was grass-fed or free-range?
Are we looking at a future where you're going to have a cultured label and a conventional label? And also, are we looking at a point where you may have cells taken from grass-fed cattle that then can be labeled as a grass-fed cell-cultured product or a range-free chicken or something along those lines?
The answers? Here's Speaker William Hallman, professor at the School of Environmental and Biological Sciences at Rutgers University.
So I think it's a really interesting question. Grass-fed and free-range would be how they're raised. I have questions about Angus and Kobe, and I don't have an answer to that. I'm going to look to USDA to figure that out.
And Speaker Brian Ronholm, Director of Food Policy at Consumer Reports.
You know, it depends, you know, from a company's marketing standpoint, whether they want to go in that direction. But from a consumer standpoint, it would seem to me misleading. Like, sure, you're using cells from an animal that was grass-fed or free-range, what have you, but ultimately the final product is cultivated in a lab environment.
Read more at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.